Hello, good morning to you all. I'm delighted to be with you this morning. During the course of my talk, I'll be asking you some questions, so please use the comments line at the side of the screen to give me your answers. The theme for this series of talks is life hacks. A life hack is a strategy or a technique which helps us to manage our daily activities with more ease. People will share these with others as they are delighted with them. Now, I have three examples this morning to share with you. The first, we've all tried to get a bucket under the sink taps, and it doesn't really work very well to get water in it. So here we are, and put a dustpan under the taps. Let the water flow through the handle into the bucket on the floor. Good idea. Those of us who have tried to find the right bag on the baggage reclaim, well, if you put a nice bow, here's a pink bow on your luggage, then you can find it more easily. And lastly, the one I like the best is iced coffee. Pouring coffee straight into the ice cube holder, so you have frozen coffee ice cubes which can then defrost in your glass ready to drink. A great idea. So when we say that we're delighted with something or someone, we are expressing our joy and our pleasure. To delight means to please greatly, or to take great pleasure in something or some person. We may greet someone by saying how delighted we are to see them. Someone may assist you in tasks that you're not so good at. You may say that you delight in that person, for without them your life would be more difficult. I expect there are many things that we're delighted with, just like life hacks or similar. Share some of these things with us in the comments. Young people and children, I expect you have a few. Now, this morning we're going to look at Psalm 16, and the title for the talk is Delighting in God Himself. So I'm going to read the psalm now. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Now, when a person finds a really useful life hack, they want to share that good news with others. But we have much to share about the good news of Jesus and what he has done for us, and how we can delight in what God does for us day by day. For David, the writer of this psalm, God was the person that he was delighting in. He pours out his gratitude to God, for he was the person who was constantly there with him. He states the things about God that he is so thankful for and that means so much to him. This helps us to understand the way that we ought to consider God. Sometimes we forget that God is always with us, in whatever we're doing and wherever we are. He is constant, never wavering, and he is alert to help us whenever we need him. We need to stop and remember to thank him for all that he constantly does for us. Right from the start of this psalm, David paints a vivid picture of his personal relationship with God. As we develop our relationship with God, many of the things that are being underlined about God should also ring true for us. We will recognize that God is our constant help in our lives. He makes a real difference to us and enables us to live more with more purpose and eagerness, seeing how he will lead us. You could say that our relationship with God is the ultimate life hack. Let's look at the many delightful attributes of our God described in this psalm. And my first point is delighted that God is our refuge. And here's a picture of a castle. A castle being a safe place to be. Verses 1 and 2 say, "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." David knew he could be safe in the arms of God. That is a wonderful view of our God as we face hardship, uncertainty, and difficulties. Our refuge, the place that we can go to be safe, is with God. This is interactive, as we need to acknowledge that we can come to God whenever we need help. He's there, ready, waiting for us. We need to take that step to go to him. In Psalm 118, it says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." A refuge is a place of safety, just like a castle. Now, anyone who has been to Lindisfarne, an island off the east coast of Northumbria, will know that at low tide there's a causeway and it connects it to the mainland. At high tide, the causeway is submerged, so if you're on it when the tide comes in, there is a risk that you'll be caught in the water, and many have. However, halfway across, there's a covered hut and it's built up high on stilts. Anyone who's in danger of being caught in the rising tide needs to get to that refuge quickly, knowing that it will keep them safe until the tide goes out again. A place of safety and security in the midst of the rising tide. This is a picture of how God is our place of safety in the midst of the rising waters of life, and that throughout this, we can be safe in his arms. Where do you feel really safe? Where is your refuge? Share it with us. In Psalm 35, there are a couple of verses that echo this theme. "Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." In verse 2, David declares that apart from God, that he has no good thing. To have God at our side surpasses anything that the world can give us. Even though we have much that we enjoy and many things that give us pleasure, he is the very best that we can have. When everything we have is accounted for, nothing can compare with the amazing and abundant love that God has for us. My second point is delighted that God is our security. Now, I have a picture here of a guy who thinks he has absolutely everything he needs
for security in his home, cameras, locks, etc.
Verses 5 and 6 say, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. When we're living in the care of God, in his refuge, we will be secure with him. David says that the Lord has made his lot secure. This refers to the inheritance that each Israelite family had in the Promised Land, where they would be secure. It's comforting to know that God has his hands upon us, protecting us. He holds our lot, our life. God created it. God rules over it. God is our sovereign. We are secure in God's hands, secure in him. In verse 6, we read, the boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places. And David says, how delightful is his inheritance. With God in control, absolute control of our lives, we can rest in him and know that he wants the best for us. He has placed us where we are to do his work, which may be in and around the community, or it may be further afield. We may not be aware at first what he wants us to do, but he has prepared the place for us, and we can be secure in the knowledge that when we walk with the Lord, we walk in the security of his presence. He will show us and enable us to see our boundary lines, the lines up to which we are able to do his work in his care and purpose. He will give us his strength to do what he has planned for us, and we will receive a beautiful inheritance with God. We will know him and take pleasure in that. My next point is delighted that God is our counselor and instructor. Here we have an L plate. Many of you will recognize that. We need an L plate when we go out driving on the road when we haven't got a license. Verses 7 and 8, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand I will not be shaken. Now if we go through life without instruction, where will we be heading? Will we be able to do anything properly? In our lives, we need to be given wise and good counsel and be instructed in what we should be doing. When I was a small child, many, many years ago, I can remember being given a plastic steering wheel on a plastic stalk that could be stuck by suction onto the back of the driver's seat in the car. I used to sit behind my mum or dad when we went out in the car, watching out of the windscreen and turning my steering wheel, pretending that I was in control of where we were going. However, this would never have taught me how to drive. I needed a driving instructor. In our lives, we need good instructions on how to live properly. God is our guide. And it is so valuable to have his words in the Bible that we can read. It's so encouraging for us to know that the person who made us will also counsel us. Remember that one of the names of Jesus foretold by Isaiah is Wonderful Counselor. God will help us to learn throughout our Christian life so that we can grow closer to him. Our relationship with him will allow us to learn and be set on a good and firm path for what God wants us to do. David underlines this when he says in verse 8, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. And because God is at his right hand, he'll not be shaken. What an amazing statement. David's relationship with God was strong and it was personal. He was able to set his sights upon God and have that reassurance that nothing was going to shake him because God was with him. This is such a great truth for us to hold on to as we walk out with God each day, keeping our eyes fixed on him. We are secure in him, and our relationship is built on the strength of the Lord, who instructs us and directs us to do his work in our daily lives. We then become the instruments of his power. And that is such an amazing concept. We can build our relationship with him as we journey with him at our side. My next point is delighted that God will not abandon us, from verses 9 and 10. And here I have a picture of a guy who's been abandoned by his friends. He's all alone, and his friends have turned away from him. The verses say, "Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay." When we are secure, knowing that God instructs and counsels us, we are in a good place and can be joyful and delighting in God, just as David was. His heart was glad and his tongue rejoiced as he considered his relationship with God, and he meditated on what God meant to him. Now, he probably sung a song or two, and maybe he danced about a bit, for he was clearly happy that he was resting secure with God. We are never alone. God will never abandon us. Now, we all express joy in many things, whether it be our favourite team winning the FA Cup, or someone we know passing an exam, or maybe somebody getting married. But how often do we express our joy to God for what he has done for us and for how he has provided for us? It's so important for us to reflect on how God has helped us through our lives as we look back on the last week, month, year, or decade. We need to remember to do this often and be joyful about it, as this is all part of our personal relationship with God. The way that we interact with him in prayer and praise will strengthen our faith and trust in him. It will allow us to be better secured in the way that we live and to be ready and open to God's instruction and counsel for our lives, which will enable us to grow and develop in our spiritual lives. And my last point this morning is delighted that God directs and leads us. We come to a signpost. Are we going to follow the way that God is directing us? Verse 11, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." What a way to sum up what he has said in this psalm about God. David finishes by adoring God, joyfully stating that God has made known to him his path of life. In other words, he has directed him and led him along the right paths that have enabled him to follow the Lord's direction. He is full of praises to God because he had filled him with joy in his presence. David was overflowing and bursting with joy as he considered all that God has done and will do for him. Being with God, talking with God, worshipping God has filled David with joy. He is delighting in God himself. And through this, we too can learn that there is so much joy to be had when we're in a personal relationship with God, as he nurtures us and gives us a real experience of walking day by day with our Creator, who loves us and wants to make our lives so much better. When we come into the security of his presence, we should be joyfully expectant of what God will say to us, safe in the knowledge that he counsels and directs us, where he wants us to go, and leads us into the places that are prepared for us. From this, we will not only grow in him, but we will experience what it's like to delight in God himself, and to recall all those things that he's done for us, just as David did.